It is time once again on this Tuesday morning for Musical Musers, and it's brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary for P1s? Go to globelifep1.com. And hosting this morning is Gordo. And you can hear all the chaos going on in the studio behind our introduction and our fine sponsor, Globe Life.
Sorry, we're having a wrestling match.
Okay, so since we're back from vacation, I thought we'd have a little fun. And we're going to focus on silly songs, which this station, of course, is a big fan of silly songs.
You bet.
And I'm not talking about the silly ones like Remembering Lacey.
That should never be played again.
Despite its subject matter, is considered a silly song. And I'm going to start off with one that, Giorgio, it's probably the most popular silly song of all time, but it's one I absolutely hate.
The Streak?
And you love it. I'm not including anything from the Ray Stevens catalog in this segment. I'm just giving you that up front right now. Although I could have included Mississippi Squirrel Revival, which was my favorite Ray Stevens song.
It was okay.
You always overrated The Streak.
Streak's hilarious.
But this is the silly song that still gets played constantly every year, and every year it's a beating.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Pickett in 1962.
Even when you guys were kids, you didn't like this song?
I liked it. Okay. Even when I was a kid, I didn't like it because it creeped me out.
I loved it.
He did the monster.
He had a cool voice, I thought. He had a cool dance that went along with it.
So all you have to do is write one of these songs that's pegged to a holiday, and you have mailbox money for the rest of your life.
Well, it's got to be a great song like this one.
Walk down to the curb and pick up the check.
Yeah, if it's a great song like this one.
I wonder if Bobby Pickett's still getting money for this.
Probably not with us.
Doubt he's still around. Now, when I was a kid, I thought that this was like Dr. Demento singing or something. I didn't realize it was somebody else singing.
It's great.
But is this your favorite silly song of all time?
No. But it's probably my top five.
Bobby Pickett died in 2007.
George? You want to?
You brought him up this morning.
You have some nice words for him?
Yes, thank you for the gift of Monster Mash.
He was more than just Monster Mash, sir.
It says here on his Wikipedia page, known only for the hit Monster Mash.
When I was a kid, I heard this song called Junk Food Junkie by Larry Gross.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard when I was a kid. Now listening to it as an adult, I don't know why I thought that, but...
Hey, you're a kid.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
Larry Gross, still alive, born in Dallas, Texas.
You bet.
And he went to Adamson. And his classmates were Michael Martin Murphy and Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. He may be listening to us right now, Larry Gross. But this was my school bus trick, was that the kids would request me to sing this song on the way to school, on the way home from school. And I could sing. I knew all the lyrics to it and would sing it. And the bus driver, her name was Inky. And she thought I was the funniest thing ever because I knew all the words to Junk Food Junkie by Larry Gross. I was in fifth grade, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a catchy, clever song.
Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take them my milk natural.
Has to pause for laughter. And applause.
Oh, yeah, in the daytime, I
Mr. Nasty.
And then the one after that, when I was a kid, that I thought was so funny because it was subversive, was this tune. And I even did this at Ticket Stop. No, Summer Bash one year, I think I did this. When I first heard this as a boy, I thought humor could not
when
get any higher.
I was a little bitty boy. My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling.
Of course, I had the live version of this and the studio laughter. I mean, the audience laughter from it was just overwhelming. And when he was talking about how he was once swimming across Turtle Creek, and man, them snappers were all around his feet, and it sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding his ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, man.
Hilarious.
Yes. I mean, imagine building a whole career out of ding-a-ling jokes. That's what I did.
That's pretty much what you did.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then this was, I remember my dad thought this was a really funny song, and I only understood about half of it.
Disco Duck?
No, and it's by an artist that I'm conflicted about. Okay. And it's Roger Miller.
Oh, I love Roger Miller.
Yeah. I love his voice. I love his talking voice. He was in that famous Disney movie, Robin Hood. He played the balladeer, the rooster in that, and wrote the music for it.
King of the Road is one of my favorite songs.
King of the Road is a great song. And the weird thing about Roger Miller is he could do like these, like King of the Road is a good song. Is that a silly song?
No.
No.
Okay, but there are some funny elements to it, mm-hmm. some of the lyrics. But then he did this crazy song.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a
that threw me because it didn't rhyme.
Right.
Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mine too. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down.
Your dad ever worked this into
do it, do it. Well, you can't.
I don't understand. It's like
you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. Be happy if you've mine too.
This is what drove me crazy about Roger Miller. He was clearly incredibly talented.
Yeah.
But some of the songs like this sound like such give up to me.
A little bit.
But I remember my dad thinking that his favorite line was, you can't change the film with a kid on your back. Because my dad was always struggling with the 35mm film camera that we had there. And he thought that was funny. All right, this one here, this is not the original version of it. By the way, the Roger Miller song was in 1966, Roller Skating to Buffalo Herd, and I think it was on the same album as Do Wack-a-Doo.
Do Wack-a-Doo.
Another give up song by Roger Miller.
I liked it, but it was give up.
This is the song, oh, well, you'll recognize it.
Ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
Ooh, were you in on this one?
Yeah. This is the original, though.
No, this is by the cartoons. The original one is much older.
What is this?
Witch Doctor.
I don't know this.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You never heard that tune?
I don't think so.
I talked to the Witch Doctor, and this is what he said, right?
Yeah.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
I can't believe you never heard that,
no.
Craig. Yeah, that's the witch doctor in 1958 was the original version of that.
That was great, because it had real cartoon voice to it.
Oh, yeah, well, it had chipmunks. All right, well, let's get up to date on some of the better, funnier songs from recent history. I put this one in my top five funny songs of all time.
Such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready.
Amazing.
When I first saw this, this was a game changer for me.
And my heart is open.
Lonely Island Boys.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. JT and Andy Samberg.
Oh, yeah, okay. Blank in a box.
Yeah.
Special. And they both have those douchebag chin strap beards.
Yeah. This was pretty phenomenal when we first saw it.
Not gonna get you down and ring. That's so
song, too.
Is it?
Yes. Girl, you
gotta know your what's it gonna get her? Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you
needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart. Something special, girl. It's my in a box.
Oh, and the video is so great. The way they do their hands up. From the crotch, they gotta do the hands up. Oh,
seriously,
gosh.
If it had other lyrics and Justin Timberlake just came out with that,
I don't
think
it was, so.
Oh, I do.
I don't think so. This next one is truly a great song. And I think it's funny. And it's from 2010. It was his debut studio album. It's Bruno Mars with The Lazy Song. Do you know this one?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think this is a good song. Today I don't feel
like doing anything. I know this song. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Because today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm going to kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's going to tell me I can't.
I would do anything to be able to sing like that. I'll be lounging on the
couch just chilling in my snuggie.
Is Bruno Mars somewhat of a Prince-like figure in that he can sing, he can dance, and I think he's like good on a few instruments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can play a few different things really well. But do people consider him Prince-like?
Yeah, I think so. I've heard that comparison before.
So this is a silly song that I think is also you can groove to and put your own hand in your pants while listening to it and lazing out. Okay, Giorgio, you teased it. Your favorite silly song of all time.
Disco Duck?
That song, Disco Duck,
what?
Galls me.
Why? It think hit
of,
number one.
Think of how many great musicians have tried to have a number one hit.
Sure.
Never made it.
Never.
Think of Don't Stop Believin', which has entered the American music canon. It reached number two
Disco
on
Duck.
The charts.
That says something
Disco
about
Duck
the 70s, doesn't
by
it?
By Rick Dees. He releases basically one song his whole career. Goes to number one and stayed there for a while.
If you have a duck talking, saying, hey, mama, and stuff like that,
Disco
that's
Duck was a number one hit. And there, I don't even think,
like
you know what? I don't think Queen had a number one hit.
I don't know. Wow, I think you're right. And it was like number one for what, 13 weeks?
Think of how many great artists it kept out of the number one spot. And you're going to sit here in this segment and praise that song.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
I am.
Oh, that just kills me.
You know it's great, and you know I'm right.
That kills me. All right, and then Craig, did you have a funny, silly song?
Yeah, I like any...
Although, since you don't like music or humor,
right.
I doubt you would like musical humor.
I like any Weird Al song.
Okay. What a 180 that is.
He is trolling
what?
Us.
He is trolling us.
Because you don't appreciate Weird Al.
What are you talking about? I just said he's my favorite silly
you
song
don't think
guy.
White Nerdy's funny?
White Nerdy's great. Living in an Amish paradise.
Amen.
That's great.
Amen.
What's the Tell Me Why? You know that parody he did?
I bought it on eBay.
I bought it on eBay.
Yep. I've got an Alpha alarm clock.
Hey, you guys are preaching to the choir.
I'm on Shatner's toupee. I found it on eBay. Oh, look at Junior over there with his nose turned up in the air.
I thought he liked it.
Not enjoying
it. I love
it. So there you go. Some silly songs.
Awesome. What's next in the corner?
In the corner, do you wear it next?